Okay, it's 28th of Marchet and 6th of November with the end of a section, page Chof Vav, the last paragraph, a section about learning Gemara. Spoke about how it's life itself and the need to get to the depths and the clarity of Gemara and learning systematically, learning with a Chavrusa, reviewing, and not just looking for what's sensational. A new idea, a different way of looking at something. That there's a great area of Chiddush, a great emphasis on Chiddush, but the idea is to get everything clear, not just be looking for what's novel and different. And now finally, B'ksuba samach gimel mod aleph, b'hadra b'kiva hita l'kalba savua chosna as nidra. In the Gemara Ksubas, you have the story where B'kiva was mater neder for his father-in-law, kalba savua. Pasach lo adaita d'gavra rabba mina darta. The Pesach he had for him, the way out of the neder was, did you make your neder with the expectation that I would be a gavra rabba, a great person? And that got him out. So hikshu tosus shem v'lo asulav toach b'nolad. Tosus asks the question, you can't make a Pesach out of something that will be in the future. It has to be here. Did you know X? X can't be something that's a projection. Nolad has to be now. V'yesh lama delo nolad hu. Is becoming a great person is not nolad, ki derechu baholech lomod shenes agadol, because it is the way of somebody who goes to study Torah that he becomes great. It's already here. It's expected. It's naturally expected. One of the Masifta Rebbeim 2 years ago had a sign in the front of the classroom the whole year. He said this on the first day. Yeah, the sign was Giderahu Baholech Lomod Shanes Adam Gadol.
It's not Shalom Edel Be'el Olam. It's not something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
Can you translate that?
It is the way of one who goes to study that he becomes a great person. It's an expectation. This is the course of study, and that's what you become. So look what Revolver writes. Ashrei Mishakach Muvtachlo. Fortune is somebody that he such is assured to him, that he is sure of such. Ulam kasher zohi aderech neida gam ken ketzad lechalko limudenu labal nitafes lekatnas. But if this is the way, then we know how we have to support our learning and maintain our learning, that we shouldn't be seized by smallness. I can't say that every person who ever studied Torah then became great. It means if you're learning a certain way, that's what he's trying to say. If Tosus can say it's the way of somebody who learns it becomes a great person, it means learning. Means learning. Whether in our musogim, our concepts, our ideas of what we have to reach, and whether with regard to all of our sessions of learning, as the goal has to be very clear, and the process has to be very perfectly implemented. Nigash alimudena biyadiya v'akar. We should approach our learning with the knowledge and recognition. Ki agadlus shebeisak haTorah hi hayigia v'hachreach apnimi lagia lamitas haTorah. The greatness in the study of Torah is what that's our goal, and the inner necessity to reach the truth of Torah. I'm not just spending an hour learning. I'm not just gaining some knowledge. I need to penetrate, plumb the depths of the Torah, and get clarity in all areas. With clear knowledge and deep understanding, ad kedei yediyas kol haTorah kula, so reaching knowing all of Torah, benigla benister gam yachad, the revealed and the hidden together, should have big hasagos, big goals. We have to raise our anticipation. If we're shooting for here, we can get to here. But if we're shooting low, we don't get very far. That's a powerful message. So after Gemara, he has Tefillah. This is a classic piece. This next on page Chav Zayin. Perak Sheni Mavo Katzul Tefillah. Short Mavo to Tefillah. Bava Kama Gimel and Veis. Everybody's familiar with the beginning of Bava Kama, Shor, Vabor, Vamava, Vahever, four categories of damagers. So the Gemara uses, the Mishnah uses an interesting word, Mave. It's not a word you see frequently, and it's one of the categories of a mode of damage. So the Gemara asks, My Mave. What is this word, Mave? Rav Amar Ze Adam. It's actually machlokas, but Rav said that's Adam. Dechsiv Amar Shomer Asa Boker Vagam Lailim to Ayun Ba'ayu. Pasuk in Yeshaya, the watchman says the morning has come, and also at night. Divine Ba'ayu means like if you ask, if you request. Right? Like the Ba'amine in the Gemara. Ba'ayu in Aramaic certainly means to ask, to request. So Mava is from that word. Mava is a Hebrew word with the Shorish that means request, seek, ask. Hare Mava humilashan Ba'ayu. It's from that word meaning to ask. Kainu Tfila, which is Tfila. Mava hu hamispalel. So the Mishnah wants to use a word that means man. On page Chav Zayin, wants to use a word that means man, and of all the things to define man, what word does it use? It means that the one who prays. Zohi hagdara sa'adam. This is the definition of man. Shuha mispalel. That he davens. Ki ha'tfila hi ha'pa'ula ha'misamelis is adam yosem mi kol pa'ula acheres. Prayer is the act that symbolizes man more than any other action, more than any other activity. Pu'ulos shel melchama ubinyan batim v'afilu chayim chevrasi mesudarim, actions of war, of building structures, even a life that's socially connected and organized. Right? It's election day. Man governs himself, creates systems. You'd think those are the symbols of humanity. Anumotzim gametzil balechayim. Now we find such things also by other creatures. Right? They study different animals that work in unison and various things. A school of fish swimming is more organized than many of the things that we govern. Avol hisromeim el boreu mahava kol olamos. But to elevate oneself to the Creator and the one who makes all worlds exist, Ludabra Elof Panim El Panim, and to speak to him face to face, Belashon Atah, with the language of you. And when we say Atah in Shemona Esrei a few times, we fall over, we bow, because we're so overtaken by the notion of saying Atah to Hashem. Zohi Nachas Adam, that is man's lot. So the Mishnah uses a word that means the one who prays to define man. B'Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin Mabez Nechal Iyun Tfila B'Gemilas Chasadim. Iyun Tfila, which is like, actually, Machlok is how to translate that also, but let's say it means focusing on Tfila, is included in Gemilas Chasadim. I think there's the two brises there. One has, like we say in Davin and Berchas HaTorah, one has Iyun Tfila, and one doesn't, but mentions Gemilas Chasadim. And it says, no, they're the same list, because Iyun Tfila is really included in Gemilas Chasadim. I think to ourselves, let's say, v'iyon tefila b'chlal gemilas chasadim, d'chsiv gomel nafsho ish chesed, v'nefesh hainu tefila. So this is, he's quoting Rashi here. Iyon tefila is included in gemilas chasadim, as the pasuk says, gomel nafsho ish chesed, so gomel nafsho v'nefesh hainu tefila. D'chsiv gabechana v'eshpochas nafshi lefnei Hashem. We find that referenced in the word nefesh being used, pouring out one's soul. So soul is tefillah. So gomel nasho ish chesed. So you have reference to gomel and chesed when somebody is pouring out his soul. So tefillah is a form of chesed. Davar zeh yachol kol echel ha-hargish ba'atzma. This is something every person could feel in himself. Rov his patchuso shel ha-adam baruchnias. Most of the development of man in spirituality kshura ba-tefillah. Is interconnected, is tied to tefillah. Misha ena mispel tefillah so kechov shigrasi. A person who doesn't daven his davening like a kind of a rote obligation. Shigra delishna means like it's just something you're used to saying. So if a person doesn't daven just out of rote obligation, elahu chai betefillah so. But he lives in his tefillah. Yimtza ki tefillos of kshura zubazu. They'll find that his tefillos are connected one to another. B'mincha hu mascha b'makom ha'pnimi b'nasha bo gamar b'shachris. In mincha, he begins in the inner place where he left, where he ended at shachris. Tefillah, the moments where he can speak to the one being who cares and understands exactly what challenges and difficulties he has in life and can address them where no one else can. So in the morning he was thinking about X. These are the issues I have. Hashem, I'm coming and whispering my private tefillah to you. And he steps back at the end. So then a few hours pass. There's been some progress. There's been some regress. Whatever happened. Then he comes back at Mincha. And he revisits that place. Tefillah is the... We use the term makom. Avram returns to the makom kavua. Tefillah is like that private place with Hashem. So he's saying that a person who lives in his tefillah, he's going back into that same place. At Maariv, Mamshech, Makom Shenisher B'Mincha. At Maariv, he continues where he left off at Mincha. Hashem, I'm back. Thank you for making the afternoon's activities work out well. I'm still concerned about X, Y, and Z. Can you help me? All right. A mispala b'tam v'das yachal lahayid b'atzma. A person who davens with tam v'das, let's say, means his tefillah has meaning to it, and his intellect is in it. So a person who does that can testify about himself. Ki lo hirgish miyam of osa hagasha v'osa tam b'shtei tefillahs. This is quite a statement, but that he never felt in his life the same feeling and the same flavor, so to speak, in two tefillahs. Which I don't know if he's alluding to it, but the Nefesh HaChaim writes that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola and their wisdom put into the words of tefillah that every single Jew in every single moment, respectively of their lives, can use the same words, and it fits all of the different emotions and all the different experiences, that no two tefillahs are the same. Ube'emes bilti yashari min hanimnahu. And the truth is, it's impossible. I'm not sure what the difference between bilti yashari min hanimna. Both mean it's impossible. Sheshtei tefillos tiyena shavas. The two tefillos should be equal. Imki oso nusachu. Even though it's the same text, you're using the exact same words. Moshel en osea berakeves imstakel banof. It's analogous to when he's traveling on a train and he's looking at the view. Even if the view didn't change, he's still overlooking, you know, the mountain, the hill. Still no image, no vision of one moment is like the next. He moved on. It doesn't look exactly the same. Because every moment you're seeing the view from a different point. So is it with tefillah. Man is traveling. Life moves. We're going. We're not staying still. Aloch v'nasoa kol yama. He's going and traveling his whole life. V'yaf rega ina roes ha'olam me'osin akuda pnimis bo amad kodam. And even, not even one moment does he see the world from the exact same inner point where he was before. V'myuchad murgash zos b'iyon ha'tfila. This is particularly felt in iyon tfila. V'lo od, no, that elaham ayin b'tfilasa roa gam skula nifla l'his bagrus v'his kadmus pnimis tmidis. Not only is it a different feeling, but a person who really, I'm going to translate Ion Tefillah as one who really focuses on his Tefillah, sees a tremendous capability, and again, the word school is a little more than capability, it's almost like a charm. His progress is maturity, of maturing and progressing, and inner growth and progression, constant. Dafke b'shos Tefillah Sena, specifically in the moments of our Tefillah, Argoshos adinos holchos misoros, like refined feelings constantly are aroused. Rishamim dakim shalromus holchim mischazkim, like nuanced impressions of loftiness go on and get stronger. Gisha mechudesh is leamuna halachas mistamenes. A new approach to faith goes on and is misumin, means like becomes demarked. And maybe we'll continue tomorrow with the quote he ends with from the Mesilas Sharon. Okay.
He thinks you can't do